This action by the president endorsing a decision by the board of directors of the National Oil Company of Liberia has been long in the making. As you may recall, some time ago we reported that there were some problems within the oil sector, that there were concerns that the managers were making extravagant travels outside the country, that they were misspending the money intended for the oil sector, and that things were not going according to plan. So what happened yesterday, actually, was the president enforced the decision by the board of directors of NUCAL to dissolve the entire company, with the exception of the chief operating officer.
The company said it took the action to save the company from collapse because of falling oil prices.
Well, that's the contradiction, James. A lot of contradictions going on here. Because although there are oil prices going on, mind you, Liberia has not discovered a commercial quantity of oil. So the issue of oil prices dropping is a non-issue on this matter. The main problem is that the management was not running the company properly. And I think the decision or the announcement that it's because the oil prices was kind of an easy way out for them to get out of this crisis. There's a lot of issues that have been going on behind the scenes that were not addressed. As a result, we are where we are now.
President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has expressed regret, but is it possible that she did not know the problems that you're telling us that were happening in this company?
I think she has some knowledge because we interviewed her about a month ago, and she acknowledged that there were problems. Mind you now, there have been efforts by the oil company to sell 3 oil blocks to raise money for the economy. And that hasn't gone well. The president acknowledged to us that there were problems with the companies that had won the bids to win these contracts for the oil bids. Her acknowledgement showed that there were problems within the sector.
Rodney, it's estimated that about 200 employees will be affected by this retrenchment. Liberia is experiencing high unemployment right now. What do you think will be the likely impact of this?
Well, James, NUCAL has become the dumping ground for political appointees. Liberia hasn't discovered oil yet, so it's a very small company. And the perception is that there were too many people in the employ anyway. Now, the president has suggested a more realistic number for NUCAL. She says there shouldn't be more than 50 people employed in that company. So it tells you that they acknowledge there's a problem. They couldn't pay their rent. They couldn't pay employees for months. So it became a problem because it's not a company where you can turn the money over. It's a company where you rely on the sale of oil data. That's why the president has made it clear that if you do recognize NUCAL, it has to be at least 50 employees maximum.